And good morning, everybody. You're listening to the Mighty 690 KGGF. When you're talking about tacos and burritos on air, it's good stuff. But joining me in studio this morning is Shanna Modell. And Shanna, good morning. How are you doing today?
Good morning. I'm doing good.
All right. Yeah, we were talking about breakfast burritos and how delicious they are. All right, Shanna, a few things going on here today, and we'll go ahead and get it started. For one of the first things to talk about is the UP Park.
Yes. So, you know, there's a lot of exciting things going on around that. Denise has been updating, you know, weekly over the last, I don't remember when we were granted it, but it's been quite a few months. And there's been a lot of planning going on around the design and some of the really beautiful items that are going to be brought in, some local work on the fence and the gateway. So we're really excited about that. And right now we're hopeful for an opening in early summer. For sure by the 4th of July is a goal. We still have some moving pieces to get figured out, but we're really optimistic that this summer that will be ready to go.
Absolutely. So I know we're definitely excited about the Union Pacific Park. Do we know, have they already started construction on it as of right
nothing,
now?
Nothing over there, but I believe pieces have been, you know, working on in the shop of the company that's making the gates and
okay,
the fences,
so they're making
and all
that. It there, and then
I would, yeah, I'd assume they'll probably bring it in as pieces. I mean, I haven't been involved in the planning of it, but that would be my assumption. But nothing's actually been going on over there yet.
Okay. So. Midland, you know, just the Midland Theater, just a few months back, you know, they completed the securing the shell.
Yes.
Which is a really good thing. And now working on the front of the house as of right now. In fact, you can see some changes to the front a little bit as right now, with the ticket booth and stuff. So.
Right.
Just a kind of timeline on what's going on with the Midland right now.
So we're still, you know, like you said, with the Secure the Shell, you know, we were really thankful for the Heritage Trust Fund that helped make that possible to complete that. And now we're moving into the next phase of the front of house, focusing on the ticket box booth, the concession stand area, basically everything when you'd walk in, you'd see staircase, things like that, the ballroom up above. I don't know if you'd really call it the ball, but it's like the main floor above the ticket booth.
Right.
And so with that, we're in the process of raising some more funds to help secure that we have enough for all of that. And you can get all the information you need on the Midland's website, Midland Theater website, or if you go through the Facebook page, there's links there that you can go directly to it. And there's a lot of before and after pictures and things that we're working on right now focused on the inside. And we're brainstorming, the Midland Foundation's brainstorming ideas of what all would be possible to do with that front of house once it's ready to go to help generate funds for the rest of it. So, I mean, it's a pretty exciting time. You know, we can't wait. I mean, it's been a long time coming, so we're very excited for it.
And I do remember hearing about that after the front of house, there's kind of a timeline that the next thing would be probably like the backstage area, I guess. That's one of the things wanting to work on after the front of house.
And on the website, too, it kind of lines out, like, each of the phases. I'm not as versed with them to, like, tell you what the direct order are.
Right.
But, you know, we're always pivoting and changing, too, for what, you know, as the times come, like, okay, maybe this is more important. You know, we do have to focus a lot. We've got that awesome Alamo building right there next to the Midland. But we also have to have better accessible restrooms, things like that, before public can really come in at all. So that's kind of all a part of that.
Right. So again, the good things going on at the Midland right now. And also, this happened not this past Tuesday, but I think it was last Tuesday. You guys received something about the health. There was a health award.
Yes. So I had that pulled up. Peggy Steele Olson from Caulfield's Reawakening was very involved with Marcy Roberts at the Montgomery County Health or Montgomery County Wellness Coalition, and together and with this nomination from Marcy, we Coffeyville was awarded the a Kansas Health Champion community. So something that's very awesome around fitness, you know, education around food and health in our area, that we were able to receive that award. And through that too, there's also a grant now that with Montgomery County and Labette County, it is called Blue Cross Blue Shield Pathways. So it's a grant with them where the two counties can start working together as well to bring more health and wellness to to the area.
That's awesome. And being able to work with our neighbors over in Labette County, that'll help out a ton for sure. Be able to kind of just put a whole bunch of heads together and kind of come up with some great stuff.
Right. Yeah. I'm always about the teamwork together. You can get a lot farther than trying to do it by yourself. So exactly. I think this is a great example of that.
Absolutely. So what are a few other things you got over there? I can see you have some stuff written down. I just can't see it very
well. Well, basically you hit half of it. And, you know, I know last week you had Joby in here talking about the garden and the orchards and a lot of excitement around that. So if you missed last week, just a few highlights that you can start signing up for subscriptions to your vegetables, fruit for the summer. I don't remember the dates. I think they can run between like May and October or something like that. But definitely great to give back to the community there. I know my family, we're going to sign up because, you know, every year I think I'm going to have a garden and it just doesn't happen. So right. I might as well support the people that know what they're doing and support the kids. And, you know, I think there's going to be some exciting additions coming to that, too, that there's been some conversations with the school district and, you know, having some of the students be involved and just how they can learn more hands-on and also be a benefit for us in the gardens to have that help. So I think that'll be really cool. You know, we've been kind of brainstorming, you know, nothing for sure, but, you know, could there be something exciting we could do in the spring to just kind of, you know, get everybody out? What can we do? So, you know, we're thinking about that, maybe showcase one of the gardens. But things are in the works, you know, I'm not sure, but...
And I know that they're also still looking at kind of other plots to add maybe even some more gardens around the area. Maybe also, I don't know about another orchard, but the orchard looking great, by the way.
Yeah, it's beautiful.
But again, looking at maybe other gardens to those areas where maybe, you know, because obviously that garden where it's at right now, there used to be a house there. But now, hey, the place looks great, and looking at maybe something like that at other areas around town, correct?
Right. Yeah, I can't keep up with Joby and Peggy. You know, I'll see things every once in a while, but, you know, they're keeping their eyes open. You know, donations are welcome too of property. I mean, we've had that happen, so we're very thankful for that. But, you know, the whole benefit would be to have something like that in majority of the neighborhoods. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's not quite as beneficial if you have to drive, you know, 5 or 10 minutes to get to your garden, but, you know, if you're able to have something close to your home, that's the whole idea of it, where your little neighborhood community can be together.
Right. You just kind of walk over there pretty easily.
Right.
Well, Shannon, if anybody has any questions for you about these things that we've talked about this morning, or maybe any kind of anything else that you guys may be working on, how can they get a hold of you guys?
The easiest way, you know, if you have questions about Coffeeville's Reawakening specifically, would just be to contact us on our Facebook page. Our website is in process of getting some updates added to it, just, you know, as I mentioned earlier, as the times go, we're changing different goals and, you know, purposes. So, you know, we're trying to get that updated. But quickest information could be the Facebook page, just to send us a message there. Usually there is someone downtown at the Reawakening office, but probably not going to be anybody in and out for the next few weeks. But you can usually drop in if you want to.
Okay.
Someone's there. But and then specifically, like with the Midland, there's a wealth of information on the Midland website, and you can also sign up for the newsletter. They're sending out quarterly newsletters, which is very informative. And if you're just a Facebooker, they share it on Facebook too, to read that newsletter. And it's really great to keep up there and see the pictures. So we're just really excited about everything going on. And, you know, we're trying to think of what we can do for the spring and summer. And we had such great success with the Christmas downtown, and, you know, trying to think of what else. What'll be next? What will we do? So
and is I know that's a long time off, but, you know, the Christmas on the Plaza was such a huge success. Is that something we're looking to do maybe again next year as well?
Oh, absolutely. In some way, I mean, we haven't really met with our committee yet. We're going to build a committee. I mean, because last year it was just us under Coffeeville's Reawakening, Denise and I kind of leading the charges. And so we've had a lot of interest from people that want to keep it going. So we're going to build a committee out, you know, and be able to help us focus more on different things, you know, with the entertainment or just specifically to the vendors that we had. But, I mean, we had such an amazing turnout, and, you know, we didn't hear anything. I never received any negative feedback. So, you know, we're just figuring it out. But we're going to start planning for next year really soon, because it's going to be here before we know it. But we've got some good ideas churning.
Absolutely. And it started out great. You know, we started with the parade that started kind of kind of kick-started everything to start the event, and lots of great nights and lots of great entertainment. You had some nights you had kind of theme nights,
yes.
Which was very cool as well. So again, you guys did a great job on that this year, and hopefully we can do something like that again this coming Christmas season, although that's still a long way off. So.
It'll be here before you know it.
True, very true.
Especially when you have to plan something for it.
Yeah, exactly. But you guys did a great job with that last year. Shannon, thank you so much for coming in today. We really appreciate it. And we will talk to you guys next week.
All right, thanks.
All right, we're going to go ahead and take a break. And when we come back, we're going to start Open Line. You're listening to the Mighty 690 KGGF.